Well, it just gets more and more confusing watching what's happened. To me, rather incredibly, all at once on all of these college campuses. How could they all be on the same page? How could they all have the same T-shirts, the same tents? How could they all be against Israel? I mean, I'm pro-Palestinian and I'm pro-Israel. Where is that on the college campus of today? How did all of this happen? I don't know. But my friend, Daron Levin, is a freelance journalist, editor-in-chief of Better Investing, SiriusXM radio host, is traveling to Israel for 3 weeks starting in late May. He asked if he could come on and talk to us from Israel, and I said, absolutely, certainly, speak to us even before you leave. And so we have him here with us right now. Daron, always a pleasure. Thanks for being here. Help me understand how there could have been this much hatred and anti-Semitism across all of these college campuses bubbling to the top at exactly the same time. How is that possible?
Well, first of all, Paul, I would say that, first of all, thank you for letting me come on to talk with you about this, and it's good to be with you as always. First, I would say also, I would like to see Palestinian self-determination established someday as well. And obviously, in the area that Israel is in now, just like you would. But what's happening on college campuses is not pro-Palestinian. It's pro-Hamas. And this is really not a credit to higher education. It is a credit to a lot of misleading kind of education and instruction that's happening from left-wing college professors. It's a lot of subversive activities by left-wing groups. And basically what people don't understand is that Hamas is an extremist jihadi organization that wants to create a caliphate in the world and is working on that step by step, starting with the destruction of the state of Israel. So I'm going to Israel in another 2 weeks, and I'm going to be doing pieces for the Detroit News. Nolan Finley has very kindly asked me to do pieces for the editorial page, and I'll come on the air and talk about them. But basically, Israel is a country that in 76-year history has really earned its place in the community of nations. So the fact that these college campuses are exploding with hatred against Israel is mystifying to a lot of people, including me.
Yeah, I just... It does make me start to think that the way that people are complaining about TikTok and the way these kids get their news from social media like TikTok, it starts to make me believe, well, maybe they're right. Maybe TikTok is subversive and turning people against our country.
Well, there are a lot of different ways to be stupid, Paul, as we know. And I'm not sure TikTok is responsible for this, but social media in general is responsible for spreading a lot of misinformation and disinformation, and that's really not anything anybody can do about it. It exists as a platform for communication, just as paper exists as a platform for communication, just as television and radio do. The obligation is to be factual. The obligation is to provide context. The obligation is to be honest, and the obligation is to reject hatred. And we don't want that in this country. And this country is really dependent on higher education as well as all forms of education. And we should be really dismayed by what we see on college campuses.
Well, I certainly am dismayed. And I always get a great quote from you, Daron. This is a great one. I wrote it down. There are lots of ways to be stupid, Paul.
I thought that was... Another one is, and this is not original, but a lie can get halfway around the world while the truth is just tying its shoes.
That's another good one. A lie can get halfway around the world while the truth is just tying its shoes. Well, I'm laughing, but it's unfortunately true. It is what's happened in our world, and I just can't believe that so many of these kids would be so open to this kind of these lies that are happening. And of course, now that they've done all this, they've disrupted schools, they've caused damage, they've threatened people, now they have the guts to ask for amnesty. And I say, I'm not surprised, because they've never been held accountable for anything in their short lives.
Well, many of these young people, 2 years, 5 years, 7 years from now, will have grown up a bit. They'll probably be ashamed of a few of the things that they've done in their past. And a new group of young people will have entered campus and be impressionable. So I think what has to happen is that some of these college presidents simply have to publicly suspend and expel some group of students who are behaving, not for free speech violations, because we have to protect free speech, but to the point where you begin to harass and threaten and impede others from getting their education, you should be thrown off of campus. And if you're, as a college president, afraid to do that, then you should probably find another job.
Oh, I'm telling you, I don't expect college presidents to do any of that. I even expect the college presidents to give the amnesty. It's sad, but that's how I see it. I hope I'm wrong. Quickly, Israeli officials increasingly believe that the International Criminal Court is preparing to issue arrest warrants for senior government officials on charges related to the conflict with Hamas. The Israeli and foreign officials also believe the court is weighing arrest warrants for leaders from Hamas. If the court proceeds, the Israeli officials could potentially be accused of preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip and pursuing an excessively harsh response to the Hamas-led October 7th attacks on Israel, according to two of five officials, speaking anonymously, of course. And the Israeli officials who are worried about the potential fallout from such a case said they believe that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is among those who might be named in a warrant. Not clear who's going to be charged from Hamas or how they're going to reach the people they want to charge in Hamas. This is astonishing.
Paul, my guess is that the International Criminal Court is going to only undermine its own legitimacy by attempting to wade into a situation in which Israel has a legitimate right to defend itself, in which the refugees who are there without food and water are there without food and water because of Hamas, not because of Israel, and Israel is doing its best to get those people medical care, food, water, shelter, whatever they need, as much as they can inside a war situation.
Always a pleasure speaking with you, Daron. I think the next time we speak with you will be from Israel.
Potentially. I have one more opportunity next week if you'd like to do it. If there's something with a news hook that seems to justify it, let's do it. Otherwise, from Israel, I'll tell you what I'm seeing.
Very good. Daron Levin, thank you for being with us. Safe travel to you, my friend.
Thanks, Paul.
As we continue on WJR.